Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on Daf Chaf Amid Beis. We are at the two dots. Vamesareit Srita Achas. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Alila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadi, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about is how many times one could be chayiv for cutting oneself over a mace. What if it's multiple mace, and what if it's multiple cuts, but the same mace? The Gemara is going to discuss the difference between srita and gedida. Both terms are used in the Torah. The Gemara is going to discuss the difference between cutting with a kli versus cutting oneself with the hand. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to be the Mishnah about tattooing, what a person has to do in order to violate the Isser of getting a tattoo. And the Gemara is going to extend that not only to get tattoo that's purposeful in terms of looking like a tattoo, but even Efer Mikla al-Makaso, a person has an open wound and he puts some ash in the wound as a treatment, as an ointment, but it's going to leave a mark, that might also be an extension of the Isser of getting a tattoo. Then the mission on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a person who repeats the same Isser several times. When does he get multiple Malkios for each violation of the Isser, and when does he get only one Malkos? Then on the top of Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to continue by telling us that sometimes a person could plow telem echad, he plows just one row in a field, and he's chayiv shmona lavin, he's chayiv for eight different lavin, how a person can pull off such a trick. So the Gemara is going to talk about that in order to be chayiv separate malkios for shatnis, what do you need to do in terms of getting dressed and undressed and in order to do different maisim to be chayiv multiple malkios for shatnis. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether maintaining klayim in the field is also going to earn one malkus, or does one only get malkus if they actually plow klayim in the field? Is just leaving it there enough? We're going to have a machlokas tanoim, and we're also going to discuss chiluk melachos for yom tov, meaning we know that havara lechalikyatz is according to one opinion in tanoim, but whether havara is the laviyatz or lechalikyatz, everyone agrees that there's chiluk melachos when it comes to Shabbos, that a person is chayiv for each and every malacha that he had done, even Ba'alam Echad. But what about when it comes to Yom Tov? What if a person does multiple malachos when it comes to Yom Tov? Is he going to be chayiv separately for each malacha? Or do we say, no, he violated one avera called Malachas Yom Tov, and he's only going to be chayiv once for having violated Malachas Yom Tov? So let's begin. Again, we're at Vasoret Srita Achas. I think that's what we're up to. So Vasoret Srita Achas. So someone who Soret Srita Achas on the mace is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara brings a brisa to explain. Tan Rabbanan, Vesarat, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Vesarat l'nefesh l'sitnu b'vesarchem, so yachla filasarat al-beis l'shenafal. I might think that even if a person scratches himself, cuts himself because of the great sar that his house had caved in, v'al-svinas l'shetav abiyam, or that his boat had sunk at the sea, tamalomar l'nefesh. That's why the Pasuk says, no, you're only chayiv if you do this l'nefesh. Einu chayiv ela al-hameis. A person is only going to be chayiv for cutting oneself if he does so in anguish and in pain over a mace. The Tur writes in Yerodeh Simon Kuf Pei, Veinu chayiv ela im kein ya'as ha'kein al meiso. So the Beis Yosef writes, because on any other tsar, there's not even an isser, that it's not even a violation of any isser. But the Bach says, no, the Torah didn't say, eino usser elim kein usser kein al meiso. The Torah said, eino chayiv elim usser kein al meiso. And therefore, says the Bach, there is an isser to cut oneself for any other tsar, even if it's not a mace. So the Achronim point out that even according to the Bach, yes, is an Isser, but it's only an Isser midrabanan. And he says that, and that's what they point out, that you can't ask on the Bach that Tosus and Sanhedrin of Samaches says that Rabbi Kiva was Maka Bivisaro Ashaya Domo Shoseis when Rabbi Eliezer died. How was Rabbi Akiva allowed to beat himself up to the point that he was bleeding when Rabbi Eliezer died? Because the Tosus says, oh, that was not a violation of Srita because he only did that not because of the tsar of the Misa, but the tsar al Torasso Sha'avad, on the Torah of Rabbi Eliezer that was lost, and not the Etzem HaMisa. Well, wait a second. If being Soret al Basaro is an Isser, regardless of the of what you're doing it for, and it's only that you're going to be Chayiv when it's al Ames, then that answer doesn't really answer anything, because Rabbi Akiva would still have been violating an Isser Daraisa. If you say that it's only an Isser Midrabanon, so then maybe al Tarasa you're allowed to do that, meaning that somehow it's the Torah Sha'avad, the Isser Drabanan maybe won't apply when it comes to Torah Sha'avad. Chumash Deshen writes in Siman Resh Pei Vav that there's no chilik whether the mace is lefanav or not lefanav, because the Gemara thought that even al Tvinas, where the Gemara's Havamina was, that I might have thought even if al Svinas or Shetava Biyam that you're going to be chayiv. Well, Svinas or Shetava Biyam sounds like it was Biyam, it was somewhere else. You weren't there. If you were there, then you wouldn't be there to be able to make the cut. So obviously the person is not there with the Svinas Shetava Biyam. So says the Chumash Deshen, apparently you see from there that the type of thing that's bothering you, that a person is going to want to cut themselves over, doesn't have to be directly in front of them, and therefore the mace does not need to be directly in front of them for them to be chayiv either. Says the Gemara Vayter, minayim asarid chamish shritos al mace echad shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas. How do I know that a person makes five cuts in themselves for a single mace, that he's chayiv separately for each and every one of them, for each and every one of the cuts? Talmud Lomar viseret, from the extra vav lechayiv al kol srita usrita. So we see you're chayiv for each one. Rabbi Yosi Omer minayin lemesarit srita achas al chamisha mesim shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas. How do I know that if you make only one srita, but it's over five different mesim, that you're chayiv for each and every one? Talmud Lomar lenefesh lechayiv al kol nefesh v'nefesh. Pasuk says l'nefesh, that teaches me that you chayiv for each mace upon whom one is making a srita. Fracting Gemara, but wait, v'ha'apikte, we already used the word l'nefesh to tell me a drush as follows, l'beisa sh'nafal l'svinasa sh'tava b'yam, to tell me that you're not going to be chayiv if the thing that you were sorrowed about was some other tragedy in your life, some other difficulty in your life, like a house that fell in or a boat that sank at sea. So, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with that, because there's no reason to say that the pasuk is saying different than the pasuk pshat. So how does he know that you chayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh? So says Mar Kasav Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that when the Torah says srita, it says v'seret la nefesh lo titenu ugedida, and when the Torah says lo sis godedu achasi, it's the same exact iser. Uksiv hasam lameis, and by gedida it says lo sis godedu lameis. So from there we can learn that by gedida and by srita, it's dafka that for a mace you're going to be chayev, and not for some other tsar, which frees up the word l'nefesh to tell me I'll call nefesh for nefesh, that if it's one srita for multiple nefeshes, meaning essentially, of course Rabbi Yossi agrees that you're only going to be chayiv when it's for a mace and not when it's for other things, but he doesn't need the word l'nefesh to teach that to me. He's able to learn it from the pasuk about gedida, because gedida and srita is really the same thing. So it's a repeat pasuk, and it's repeating the same iser. So since it's repeating the same iser, I could take that which it says about Gedida and apply it to Srita. So the Gemara brings other things related to Srita and Gedida. Amar Shmuel, Mesaret b'kli chayiv. If a person is Mesaret himself using a kli, he's going to be chayiv two malchios, for Mesaret and for Megaded. Meaning Gedida is obviously b'kli. That's Gedida, that's the definition of Gedida. So the Chiddush is that Mesaret b'kli is also a violation. So Mesvei, the Gemara challenges, we have a brisa, srita ugedida achasi, sounds like elisha srita biyad ugedida bekli, that both of them mean making a wound in yourself, but there's a difference, because srita is doing it by hand, and gedida is doing it by kli, meaning srita means scratching yourself. It sounds like you're taking your fingernails and scratching yourself. Gedida is cutting oneself, and that's done with a kli. So how could Shmuel say that if you do a srita with a kli, you're chayiv shtayim? If srita really means only biyad, so shouldn't you only be in violation of lo siskodedu and not in violation of seret lenefesh lo sitnu? So says Gemara, Hudamar, Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel assumes, like Rabbi Yossi, that srita and gedida are exactly the same, and therefore you're in violation of shnei lavin, of two different different Isurim when you do Srita Bekli, because Srita does not mean only Biyad, according to Rabbi Yossi. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan, there was an Amora that was teaching Brisos in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that Al Mace, if a person scratches into their skin because of the tsar that they have over a mace, Bein Biyad, Bein Bekli, whether he does it with his hand, whether he does it with a Kli, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv Malkus, but Al Avodos Kochavim, but if a person makes a cut in their skin as a way of worshipping Avodah Zarah, because apparently there is that's the derech of certain types of Avodah Zarah, the Rivan points out, to cut oneself, so biyad, if he does so biyad, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv misa for having done so, because it's an Avodah Gemura, and even by an Avodah Zarah that's ain darka bekach, the Rivan points out you're gonna be chayiv. But bekli pater, but if he does it with a kli, he's going to be pater. So but doesn't the pasuk say the opposite? So it's describing someone doing avodah zarah, and it's describing a kli. So don't you see that doing it with a kli is the darko bekach? It's the derech of being over in avodah zarah. He's using a kli, not biyad. Eleima biyad pater bekli chayiv. So rather, what you have to say is the opposite: that if a person is sorried himself for avodah zarah biyad, he's going to be pater from misa when it's not the derech avodah. But if he does it bekli, then he's going to be chayiv misa, meaning you flip it around, that it's dafka when he does it with a kli, he's going to be chayiv misa. The Rif paskins like this brisa that distinguishes between srita and gedida, and not like Shmuel, who holds that they're both the same thing. However, the Ravid in the Asagas on the Rif writes that it's not really a stira to Shmuel, because Shmuel was only saying that mesarit bekli is chayiv, because that's also considered srita, but gidud is only with a kli. By Avodah Zarah, where the Isser is only Gedida, when you do a biyad, it's not Gedida, and therefore you can be Pater. And therefore he paskins the halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that Stam Mishnah, that's Mechayiv Besrita Achas, for Chamesh Mesim, Chamesh Malkios, holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we can paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Chayiv al Rosh, we then said that one is Chayiv for cutting off the Peos HaRosh, and there are two Peos HaRosh, Achas Mikan, V'Achas Mikan. Where are they? So Machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirkei Reisha. Rav Sheshes demonstrated on his own head. He showed the different spots on the head where the bones of the head connect to the face bones, which is right next to the ears. So that's where the connecting point is, where the hair on the head meets the hair of the beard. Those are the peos. Those are the ends of the hair on the head. So that's considered to be the peos that one is not allowed to cut off. We said when it comes to peos hazakan, there are five spots on the face that one is not allowed to be mashchis. So machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirkei Dikna. Rav Sheshes again demonstrated on himself by showing the spots on his face between the different bones and the facial structure to identify the five spots. Major discussion in Rishonim exactly what those five spots are. Rabbi Elezer Omer im Nitlan, Rabbi Elezer says, if you take all of them at the same time, it's Einu Chayev Ela Achas. That if you take all the if you destroy all five spots on your beard at the same time, you're only Chayev Achas. Kasavar Chadavhu. Rabbi Elezer holds that all the Peil Sazakan are only one Lav, and therefore you're only going to be Chayev one Malkus for taking them all off. Veinu Chayev Ad Sheitlenu Betar. And you're only going to be Chayev if you use a razor on the face at least. Tanra Rabbanon, the Brisa elaborates on the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Ufaas ekanam lo yigalechu." So yachal afilu gilchu b'mesprayim. I might have thought that even if you shave using a scissor, where it doesn't actually get down to the root of the hair, it's not going to cut it fully. Yei chayiv, I might think that you're going to be chayiv as well. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says when it talks about Yisrael, not a kohen, it says lo sashkus, meaning the pasuk on lo galechu is by kohanim. So, but by Yisrael, by the Yisrael, what Yisrael is not allowed to do on his face, it says lo sashkus es paas zikancha. So you see that the Yisrael is only one of hashchasa. Hashchasa means all the way down to the root, and scissors simply don't give such a close shave. So we darshin the Gzeir Shava, Peya, to learn these two psukim from each other. The one about a Kohen not shaving his face, and the one about a Yisrael not shaving his face. Well, Ilo Sashkis, if you're going to learn from the Pasuk Lo Sashkis, Yachal, I might think him, Lakato B'mlaket for the Hitniye Chayiv, that if you use a tweezer or a plane, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, because that actually gets down to the surface of the face, to the root, below the surface. Tamalomar Lo Yigalechu, that's why it says Lo Yigalechu, that has to be something that's typically used for shaving. Haketzad, how could it be both a Giluach and Ashchasa? Giluach, Sheish Ba'achasa, it has to be something that is a Giluach that accomplishes Ashchasa. Haviyomer Zetar, the only natural way to do Giluach, the only normal way to do Giluach that also accomplishes Ashchasa is by using a razor, that it's the Derech to be Megaleach with the razor, and it gets all the way down to the Shoresh. Now you cannot derive a Gzeir Shava Lehepech, the Chassam Sofer points out, that when it says Hashchasa, it includes a Malakit for the Hitni, because that actually destroys, and when it says Giluach, maybe that includes even a Misparayim, because that's a natural Giluach, and maybe you only need one of the two, that maybe that's what you can learn from, that one Pasuk says Giluach, so you see that anything that accomplishes Giluach is Asr. The other one says Hashchasa, so anything that accomplishes Hashchasa is Asr. And then link the two Pesukim and say that anything that accomplishes either one is going to be Asr. That's how I would have thought to make the drasha. So the Chassam Sofer says no, because then the Pasuk didn't need to write Giluach or Ashchasa. It could have just said, do not remove Pa'asikoncha. Lo Sasir Pa'asikoncha. Don't remove Pa'asikoncha. And then I would have known that however you remove it, it doesn't matter what you're using to remove it. By the fact that the Torah got specific and it started talking about Giluach and it started talking about Ashchasa, it must mean that you have to do both in order to violate the Isser. That if you do just a Giluach without Ashchasa or Ashchasa without a Giluach, that it's not going to be a violation of the Isser. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afilu Lekato B'melakit for a Hitni Chayiv. Rabbi Lezer says, even if you take it with a tweezer or a plane, you're going to be Chayiv. So, man of Shach. So, says Omer, why does that make sense? Because he Gamer Gzeir Shava, if he's going to learn the Gzeir Shava to tell me that whatever it says by the Quranim applies to Yisrael and vice versa, Li Ba'itar, then with the drasha we just made should carry the day. That you need a tar, you need to use a razor in order to be chayiv, because it's Gluach Sheshva Ashchasa. And he lo gamer Gzeir Shava, and if you're not going to learn the Gzeir Shava, then why does he say, Afilu Lakato B'mlaket V'ritni, Misprayim Nami lo? That you shouldn't be pater when you use a Misprayim either. Even when you use a Misprayim, you should be chayiv, because the reason to pater with Misprayim is because it's not Mashchis, but that's only by Yisrael. So says the Gemara, the Olam Gamir Gzeir Shava, V'ksavar Haninami, Giluach Avdi. No, Rabbi Lezer does learn the Gzeir Shava, but he holds Malakit V'ritni are considered a Giluach, meaning it's how to define the term Giluach, whereas the Tanakhama said Giluach is only accomplished with the Tar or Misparayim, but Rabbi Elezer says, no, Malakit V'ritni, a tweezer and a plane also accomplish Giluach, not just Tashchasa. Okay, now we move on to the next mission about tattoos. Hakosim Ksovas Kaka. If a person makes a tattoo, kasov lo kaka, if he writes on his skin, but he didn't make the cut into his skin, kakov lo kasov, or he cuts into his skin, but he doesn't put the ink in, eino chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv, ad sheyichto v'yikakeya. He has to do both things. He has to write, and he has to cut into the skin and allow the ink to enter into the skin. Bidyo, it's got to be the correct yirsa, right, not biyado. Bidyo, he's uvichol dov, whether he uses black ink or blue ink or anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino chayiv ad sheyichtov sham es Hashem, shenemar k'suv v'skaka lo sinu b'chem ani Hashem. That one is only going to be chayiv for a tattoo if the tattoo actually has the shem Hashem. But because it says, don't make a tattoo, ani Hashem. The Gemara is going to explain what that means, that it doesn't really have to be the shem Hashem. So says Gemara, Amle Ravach b'reid rav el Ravashi. When we just said at the end of the Mishnah, ad sheyichtov es Hashem, Adi yichtov ani Hashem mamish. Does that mean that you're only going to be chayiv if the choice of tattoo that you when you go into the tattoo parlor is ani Hashem mamish? So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said, lo, no, it doesn't mean writing Shem Hashem. Ketani bar kapara, eino chayiv ad sheyichtov Shem avodos kochavim. Quite the opposite. One is only going to be chayiv if he writes a Shem avodos zara. So shenemar k'suvus kakalosit lubchem ani Hashem velo acher. Meaning as a reminder, do not declare your allegiance to an Avodah Zarah by tattooing the name of an Avodah Zarah on your skin. Because Ani Hashem, those Avodah Zarahs are worthless. There's only one true God. Now that's when it comes to Malkus, but as far as the Isser, even Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that the Rivan points out, that any Ksuvas Kaka is going to be Aser. It's only when it comes to Malkus. Now, when it says Ad Sheyichtov Es Hashem, which sounds like Shem Yadua, it means a shame that's Yadua to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, where they write it as a way of showing allegiance to Avodah Zarah. Tanakama holds that even though that's the Tam of the Isser, but the Torah expands the Isser for any tattoo. Meaning we had this Machlokas in the Mishnah, that the Tanakama did not make this limitation that it's Ad Sheyichtov Es Hashem. It was only Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon that said, Einu Chayev Ad Sheyichtov Es Hashem. So I don't understand. Did the Tanakama not have the words Ani Hashem in the same pasuk to teach me the same drasha? So he said, no, the pasuk, the Tanakama will tell you that the pasuk is describing what the Tama Isser is, what the basis of the Isser is. What's so bad about getting a little ink on your skin? What's so bad about getting a tattoo? Because that was the derech of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's where it was most commonly done as a way of showing allegiance to Avodah Zarah. So since that's the derech of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Torah itself expands the Isser to even non-Avodah Zarah related tattoos. Amrav Malkia, Amrav, sometimes like you walk around in like the city or whatever and you see all these tattoo parlors and you think, how do these people stay in business? And then you look around at people and they got tattoos everywhere. So it's apparently a very popular thing. But yeah, it's an absolute Sudaraisa. There's nothing about not being buried in a Jewish cemetery, but it's an absolute Sudaraisa. Amrav, you don't have to remove a tattoo. A lot of times Bali Tshuva ask that they have a tattoo and they are they mechuyev to remove a tattoo. They may want to because it's embarrassing, you know, depending on what the tattoo is and where the tattoo is and how visible it is to other people, but there's no obligation to do so. Amrav Malkia, Amrav Adabarava, Asulal Adam Shite Nefer Mikla Al Gabe Makaso. A person's not allowed to put ashes over a wound, because it leaves a roshem, it leaves a mark, and it's going to look like a tattoo that remains behind. So it's a question when you have ksuvas kaka. So the lashon is kosev. So kosev from a hilchos Shabbos perspective means kosev shteyosios. If you just leave a mark, then it's not a malacha of kosev midaraisa. You make a picture, probably is a malacha of kosev midaraisa. But just a mark is not a melacha of kosev midaraisa. So do we say the same thing, that ksuvas kaka means that it has to be a maisa ksiva, that you need to be kosev, or not? So it sounds like at least on some level, on a drabanan level, a person is not allowed to leave any sort of mark, because even the Evra Mikla is going to be, so the Ritva writes, yeah, it's only drabanan. It's not ksuvas kaka. It's only midrabanan, because it's near a ksuvas kaka. So now, throughout Shas, you're going to find two Amoraim that are quoted, one named Rav Malkiyo, the other one named Rav Malkiyo. So the Gemara gives us a simon to remember who said what, because it's confusing. They're very similar names to each other. It's like Tosos points out that sometimes you have Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Asi, right? So you have to know who's who, because they're very different. Rabbi means that they were in Eretz Yisrael and they had smicha, and Rav means they didn't have smicha, and Ami and Asi. A lot of times on the side of the page, that's what they change, the Ami to the Asi, because the Mem and the Samach are similar enough letters that you can imagine they get confused. So Gemara Vier also, Amrav Nachum Breid Ravika, Shvud, the halacha that we have in Maseches Beitzadav Chavches, that after a person roasts meat on Yom Tov, the spit that he roasted the meat on becomes mukta, because it's gross, it's mukta makmas mius, and therefore you're not allowed to move it. You have to do tiltul minatzad to put it in the keren zavis so it doesn't harm anyone, but it has to be dafka through tiltul minatzad. And shvachos, that which we learn in Maseches Ksubas Daf Nun Tes, that a woman who brings into a marriage four different shvachos is pata from doing any malacha around the house, because she has all these maids to do malacha for her. But Reb Lezer says that even if she has 1,000 shvachos, she's expected to do certain malachas in the house, because for a person to be doing nothing all day brings about bad behavior. Batal is mevia l'dei zima. So someone, either a Malkiyo or a Malkiyo, said we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that you can't can't do nothing all day. And Vigumos and the halacha in Meseches Nida, that when a girl is 12 years old, that Shnemas Hashan V'yom Echad, which is really, it doesn't mean 12 years in a day. It means on the 12th birthday, if she has Shtei Saros, she's considered a Gedola. And Rabbi Chelbo said in the Nim Ravuna that it's only if there are gumos, if there are pores in the skin, where the hairs are coming out. So in the name of Adbarav, it said that if there are gumos, even if there are no saros, it's a simen gadlus. So all of those things were said by Rav Malkiyo. Whereas Baloris, the sugya Navodzaridav Chavtas, that a Yisrael that gives a haircut to a guy, once he gets to the Baloris, he cannot accentuate the Baloris. The Baloris is like this chup that they would grow, L'shem Avodzara, and he has to leave three etzba'us of space around the Baloris when he's giving the haircut to the Ovid Chavim. And Efer Mikla, our sugya of Efer Mikla, not putting the ashes into the open wound because it's near Kiksuvas Kaka. And Gavina, the sugya about in Avodah Zarah, where the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat Gavina Sakum, so that it's Mutar Bahana'a. And the Gemara says because one of the reasons that it's Asr to eat it is because they put Shuman Chazir on the surface of the cheese to make it shine a little more. So all of those are Rav Malkiya. But Rav Papa disagrees that which Rav Nachum Reid Ravika said, Shvud, Shvachos, and Gumos of Rav Malkiyo is not true, because Masnisin u Masnisa, Mishnayos and Brysos, teachings that relate to Mishnayos and Brysos, Rav Malkiya, Shmaitza, but that which is just a Memra of Amoraim, Rav Malkiyo, those are Rav Malkiyo. Visimanaich, and the way to remember who said the Mishnayos, who said the teachings relating to the Mishnayos, is Masnisa Malkasa. The Mishnayos and the Brysos are like the queen in comparison to the Amoraim. And therefore, the one whose name sounds more like Lashon Nekeva, the Rav Malkiya, is the one who taught the halacha, the halachas relating to Mishnayos and Brysos. So ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the difference between Rav Nachman's presentation and Rav Papa's presentation of who said what? So you could be nice, shvachos. The difference between them is about a woman who gets married and has four shvachos, that we pass on like Rabbi Lazar, that she still has to do some work so that she doesn't engage in batala, which is mevi'il de zima. That according to Rav Nachman, it was Rav Malkiyo who said that. According to Rav Papa, since it relates to a Mishnah, it was Rav Malkiyo who said it and not Rav Malkiyo. But Legabe Efer Mikla, which was said through by Amoraim, they don't disagree. Even Rav Papa's moda, that was said by Rav Malkiya, and Rav Papa only gives a simin legabe the first chelik of that which Rav Nachman said, that shud shvachos v'gumos. That's how the Rivan understands, that we're not actually flipping one for the other. We're just moving one item from category one to category two. That's how the Rivan says, at least in his first pshat. Rav Bibbar Abaye kapit afilu ariv dedu kusilta. He was makbid not to put Efer Mikla even on the tiniest cut in his skin, the tiniest puncture of his skin. Rav Ashi Amar, kol makam sheish he says, no, you don't have to worry about any of this, about having Efer Mikla in a wound, because as long as there's a wound, everyone's going to see that it's not a tattoo, that it's just a refuah that you're making for the makkah. So that's what Ravashi says. The Ritva over here quotes that the Rif paskins like Rabbi Shimon, and he says he paskins this because Rav Acha was discussed the details of Rabbi Shimon's Shimon's psak. So and the Brisa quotes Bar Kapara as well. But he says, since the Memra of Rav Malkiya and Rav Ashi is about Efer Mikla is going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no reason to ask Efer Mikla and Lakaso even midrabbanan, because Minat Torah it's only Aser if you write a Shema Vodazara. So that's only within the Shita of the Rabbanan. So it must be that the Allah is like the Rabbanan. Why do they talk about within the Shita of? Why do they discuss the Shita of Rabbi Shimon? That's just to explain the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, but it doesn't mean the halacha kamoso. It doesn't mean that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we paskin that any ksuvas kaka, even if it's not, if it has nothing to do with avodah zara, is going to be aser. Okay, new Mishnah.
Says the Mishnah, how many times can a person get malchus for violating the same Avera over and over again? Nazir shayishosi yayin kol hayom. If you had a Nazir who was drinking wine all day long, and they warned him at the beginning that he shouldn't drink wine. Ein chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv one malchus. But, amru lo al tishta, but if they keep on warning him over and over again that he shouldn't drink wine because he's going to get malchus if he drinks the wine, is it meaning the Mishnah is not telling you the whole statement, right? It's not just al tishta. Al tishta is not a valid hasra. It has to be al tishta because if you do drink, you're going to be chayv malchus. The Mishnah just speaks in shorthand. That's what the Ritva points out. So they tell him each time, don't drink because you're going to get malchus. Vushosen, he drinks after each asra, chayv al kalachas va'achas. He's going to be chayv for each time that he drinks. Similarly, a nazir was hayim metami lemesim kol hayom. He's metami lemesim all day long. Enu chayv al'achas, only going to be chayv once. But amru lo, al titame, vuhu metame. They keep giving him asra. Don't be metami yourself, you're going to be chayv malchus. And he does it anyway, then chayv al kalachas v'achas. Similarly, hayim galdeach kol yom, the nazir was cutting his hair all day, einu chayv al achas, but omru lo, al tigalech, don't shave off your hair. And they keep on warning him, and each time, v'hum galdeach, right away, b'tokadei dibor da'asra, he goes and he does the giluach, chayv al kalachas v'achas, he's going to be chayv separately for each and every giluach. Hayolovish b'klayim kol yom, this is not about a nazir, this is about anybody. Someone is wearing shatnis all day long, he's only chayv once. He put on a suit in the morning that had shatnis, so he's going to be chayv the whole day for wearing shatnis. Amrlo al tilbash vuhu poshet velovish. But they keep giving him asra. Don't wear shatnis, and he keeps taking the suit off, putting it back on after each asra. Chayv al kalachas vachas. So he's going to be chayv a separate malchus for each time that he puts on the shatnis. So the Mishnah says. And by the way, if you want to know how to violate, once we mention the kalayim of shatnis. So we know there are different types of klayim. There's kilei zra'im, there's kilei begadim, and there's kilei behema. So we're going to mention a violation that involves kilei behema, that involves klayim relating to animals. Yesh choresh telem echad v'chayev lov mishum shmona lavin. Sometimes a person will plow with a shor and a chamar in one row in a field, and he's going to be chayev eight different losaseis. Now the Rivan says, well, okay, you could be chayev many more if you use many chamorim and many shvarim, right? Why does it just say shor and chamor, just one shor, one chamor, you're going to be chayv eight different losaseis. So he says, because we're only listing all of the lavin that are different from one another, that you could be mitztaref to this lav of klayim, that could piggyback on the lav of klayim. However, but in a chinam, you'd be chayv separately if you had multiple shvarim and multiple chamorim. However, Tosfos ben Peretz writes that even if you're chorish with 100 oxen and 100 donkeys, you're only chayv achas mishum klayim. You're only going to be chayv once because you did it with hasra achas. So we're trying to come up with the case where you're chorish telem echad and you're chayv shmona lavin. So how do you pull that off? Hachorish b'shor v'chamar. First of all, the pasuk says lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamar yachtov. So right off the bat, you use the shor and chamar together to pull the plow. Vehein and that shor and the chamar are mukdashim. They are holy. What does it mean that they're holy? So that they are a bechor. A bechor shor is given to a kohen, is brought on the mizbeach, and the basa goes to the kohen. A chamor bechor, you're supposed to be poda beseh and give that set to a kohen, and then it becomes a chulin. And if you're not poda, then it needs pidyon peter. Then you do narifa on the chamor. If you don't do the pidyon peter chamor, what's unique about a chamor is it's the only non kosher animal that has kedushas bechor. All the other animals have kedushas bechor are kosher animals, so they're muktash because they're bechor. And the pasuk says lo sa'avod b'vchor shorecha, and even on the chamar, the lav applies to chamar as well. So therefore, it's two more lavin uklayim bekerem, and you're by doing this plowing, you're covering up chita sa'ora v'chartzan over a gefen that are put together in the karka. So it's a violation of sadcha l'sizra klayim ubashvis, and it happens to be a Shemitah year and says Sadchal Sizra during Shemitah, vi Yom Tov, and the day you chose during the Shemitah year is a Yom Tov, and it says Kol Mlach Savod Lo Sasu, vi Kohen vi Nazir Bebeis HaTuma, and the fellow doing it is a Kohen and a Nazir, and he's doing it in a cemetery. He's doing this plowing in a cemetery in a Beis HaKvaros, so he's being Metame himself. The Pasuk says that by a Kohen, L'nefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, and by a Nazir, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, and therefore, if you do the math, there's eight lavin. Chanina ben Chachinai Yomer, halovish beklayim. Well, maybe he's wearing a shatnez suit also, and you can add a ninth lav. So Amar lo, the Chama said back, Einu Hashem, that doesn't get counted because that has nothing to do with the plowing. I mean, he could also be doing lots of averos, you know, at the same time. He could be chewing on basar b'chalav and, you know, eating a cheeseburger as he's so Amar lahem, afa nazir lo min Hashem, lo hu Hashem. He said, well, Rabbi Chanin b'chanin, he said back, when you're in a beis hakvaros and you happen to be a nazir, that's also nothing to do with the plowing, because going into the beis hakvaros is not an isra of the plowing, it's an isra of being in the beis hakvaros. So it's not, that doesn't relate to plowing either, and that gets counted. Now, a kohen beis hakvaros, l'chora, would have been the same taina, right? Why did he say, af ha-nazir lo ha-shem? So the Rivan says, yeah, he should have said af ha-kohen also, but lo dictate. He wasn't so precise in the response. In the Rimi Lunil, he's gores af kohen v'nazir, eino ha-shem, that even kohen v'nazir is eino ha-shem. Okay, so says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if you tell a guy that you give a guy asra not to wear shatnez, and he keeps getting dressed and undressed each time, and you give him asra for each time that he's getting undressed, that he shouldn't dress himself in shatnez, he's chayev al kol achas va'achas. So a little bit of a girsa issue over here, but if we read with the parentheses, Amar Rav Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, that which says lo poshev Lovish mamish, ella afilu machnas umosi beit siad unkuli shalo. Even it doesn't have to be that he takes off the whole beged and puts it back on. Even if he just takes the sleeve out. So machvi ravacha breid ravika ayuli vafuke. Ravacha breid ravika demonstrated that he takes his hand in and out of the beged. Ravashi amar afilu lo sha ella kedei lifshot v'lilvosh. No, you don't have to actually remove the beged and put the beged back on. Even if you just wait the amount of time that it takes to be poshet the lovish the beged, and you're chayiv, and they warn you each time, chayiv, you're chayiv malchus for the shihiyah alone. It's not like the suffix the Gemara has in Masechah Shavuos and Daf Tes Zayin. If in order to get malchus for tumas mikdash, you need to have a shirish tachavaya, because over there you could be porish min atumah right away. So there's makom to be mechayiv even without waiting the shir kadeish tachavaya, but Tosfos points out over here, by the pachus mishir of being poresh from the beged, you're not going to be chayiv malchus. So it's kedei lifshot v'lilvosh. Waiting that amount of time is enough. Yesh choresh talem. So we said you can be choresh talem mechan chayiv eight lavin. Amar Rabbi Yani b'chabura nimnu v'gamru, that when the chacham got together, they took a vote and they said a chofa b'klayim. If a person covers dirt of klay with he covers klayim with dirt in the karka loka, he gets malchus for klayim, even though he's not the one that put the klayim in the karka, he just covered it with dirt. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai, "Lo mishnah seinu izu." Isn't this exactly what our mishnah said, that yesh choresh tal mechad v'chayev alav mishum shmona lavin, that you could be choresh in one area and you're going to be chayev eight lavin ha choresh b'shar b'chamar v'hin muktashu l'klayim b'kerem. So hay choresh mechayev mishum klayim hechi mishkachsa. How is it that you chayev mishum klayim on choresh lav de mitzi ba'adi dazil? Doesn't it just mean that you're covering up whatever Zra'im are in the karka, so just covering those Zra'im is chayiv mishum klayim? So Rabbi Yanai said, "Ilav de deloy lachaspa mimishkachas marganisa tusa." If not for the fact that I picked up a shard of pottery, you never would have found a gem underneath it. Meaning, after I told you the din, you were able to be medayik. Oh, that's beferish in the Mishnah. You never would have gotten that from the Mishnah. You only noticed that in the Mishnah because I mentioned to you that the din is that if you cover klayim, that that's also going to be a violation. So Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, ilav de kilsach kavar rabba. Had it not been that Rabbi Yanai, who's an adam gadol, was mekalis you, and he agreed that the chiv in our Mishnah is because you covering klayim is like being zoreya klayim. Hava amina, I would have thought masnisin mani Rabbi Akiva he damra mekayim klayim loka. I would have thought that our Mishnah only goes like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need to be zoreya klayim to get malchus. And the reason why if you just cover it with dirt, you get malchus is because even if you're mekayim klayim, even if you just maintain tame klayim, you're going to get malchus. But according to the Rabbanan, the mekayim klayim ain't no loka. So even if you're mechapa, it's not considered to be zoreya. So my Rabbi Akiva, where do we find Rabbi Akiva's mekayim klayim is loka? Detanya, that we have a brisa. Hamenakesh, if a person is weeding a field, the mechapa, if a person covers zraim with dirt, beklayim, and he's dealing with klayim loka. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afa mekayim, and Rabbi Akiva says, even if you just maintain klayim, you get malchus. My time is Rabbi Akiva. Detanya, sadcha lo sizra klayim, ein li ela zoreya, mekayim minayin. I would only know if you're zoreya klayim. How do I know that even if you're mekayim klayim? Tamal Omer, klayim sadcha lo. That's what the pasuk says, klayim sadcha lo. So we darshan as if that's what the pasuk says, not lo tizra klayim. The pasuk is telling me, even being mekayim klayim is going to be enough to be chayiv malchus. Amrle ula le Rav Nachman velilki nami mishum zoreya biyom tov. Well, wait a second. Shouldn't the guy be chayiv for zoreya on yom tov as well? Amrle tana v'shir. Yeah, ena chinami. There are more than 80 surim you could violate at one time. So amrle tana katani shmona v'atam tana v'shir. Meaning, it sounded like the whole point is we were trying to maximize how many surim we can find in this one act. And you're telling me we didn't even mention all of them. It says 8 of them, and you're telling me you left one out. So Rava says, no. The reason we don't mention zoreya on yom tov is because Yesh chiluk malachas b'Shabbos, vein chiluk malachas b'yomtov. That if a person does many malachas on Shabbos, you're chayiv for each and every av malacha, because they're separate losa. It's ki'ilu, they're separate losa says. But when it comes to yomtov, if it's one period of shogeg, one helim echad, where a person violates many malachos, it's just one general issue called malachas yomtov. Amalei se'ula said to Rava, adotehei. Wow, I agree. That is absolutely correct, that there's no chiluk malachos when it comes to comes to Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with the challenge, where Abaye challenges Rava on that point, Esvei Abaye. So everyone have a great day. Yeah. Baruch Hashem.